Joining us online is Councilman Todd Klein. And Todd, what is your district? Aren't you District 3?
That's right, Tom.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, but I wanted to ask you before I just, start spouting off lies.
It's a great question, and for a lot of people, it's not going to do them any good to hear 3 per se, but it's South Central, by and large, is what it is. It's the smallest district in size because we're completely developed out. All the other districts have varying degrees of undeveloped land. So we're actually the only one that touches up to all the other districts. We're kind of the center district.
Well, hey, we appreciate you checking in with us on the phone. I know we had you scheduled to come into the studio, and you were feeling a little bit under the weather, and you're going to have a big night tonight at the council meeting, so you're kind of trying to, save your pennies in the bank for this evening. So appreciate you calling in with us this morning. I wanted to give you the opportunity, because a lot of times when people make statements, they're talking, and a lot of times what people say, they turn into sound bites.
Yeah.
Because somebody that wasn't even there during the interview edits you down, and they're trying to make it fit a timetable, okay, for how much time they have for the news story. Okay, you have recently announced that you are not going to be running for re-election or running for public office in this term. What's all behind that?
Tom, it's a great question. Good morning to you and Laura. And Laura, by the way, is right. 1 degree, I don't know if I'd consider that a whole lot of progress.
Right. Thanks, Todd.
You got it, absolutely. Tom, it came down to where can you do the most good, have the greatest influence. And for me, I've always said when I ran in that studio and elsewhere when I was a private citizen looking at it that I'd be honored to serve one term if elected, and I would visit with the public and my family and see if there was a compelling reason to seek a second term, and if so, we would consider a second term, but we'd never, under any circumstances, seek a third term to District 3. So I've always been at peace with that. I absolutely believe in every fiber of my being in term limits. And so the question became, a lot of people were saying, why don't you run for mayor? That's kind of been a theme every couple of years. We've had people kind enough to say, you ought to think about doing this. And so it was something I was certainly willing to entertain, consider personally, and also to visit with family and others that were saying you really ought to run for that office or another office. And so we kind of had a litany of people saying local, state, and otherwise. And over the holidays, I did exactly what I said I would, which is really pray on it and reflect on it. And I think I can do more as a private citizen at this point in time in life.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How are you going to impact the community as a private citizen? What's your vision for that?
Well, I always jokingly said the council we save the world every other Thursday, but everybody in the private, civic, and faith-based sector do all the heavy lifting every other day of the week. And that really is the truth. The real work gets done outside of specific policy by private citizens. So the influence, as long as we have citizen-led government, I think you do see a lot of influence there. And for me, I think I take as much joy every time I'd visit with people, I would usually say, well, you ought to think about running. And I take more pleasure in the prospect of helping others. And so that's one thing I want to do is see if we can help more. And I hope more people become engaged in their government, understand all the fine details that sometimes I think are hard to follow because nobody's really sat down and explained all that's going on. So I'm hoping to establish on some regular basis a forum for citizen leadership development. And I think the biggest impact somebody can have is empowering others. One person, everything that we were able to accomplish while we were on the city council was done as a team effort, and it was with public support. I think expanding that influence to include more people actually provides more influence, more opportunity, and quite frankly, it gives me greater pleasure at this point in time.
Okay.
Are we still going to be seeing you at the city council meetings?
I don't think you will. I did not attend council meetings beforehand to follow what was going on, and I don't feel the need either. I will tell you, Laura, you're asking a great question, whether you really are getting at this or not. I think you can still be a part of the process without getting in the way of things. people, we each as private citizens own the local government. I would never presume to insert myself in a way outside of that that I would find inappropriate. I think George W. Bush has been a beautiful example of when you step out of office, you don't try to tell everybody that's now in office how to do things. I think you'll see me involved at the local level in citizen activities. I don't think you'll see me at council agenda, certainly not on a regular basis, and I don't think you'd see me there probably, period, quite frankly.
So we're not going to see you sitting next to Michael Ward like, at the council meetings.
I won't be sitting next to anybody. God bless Michael and those that attend. And that's the reason I pushed for evening meetings, is that we need to make it easier for people to choose or at least have that possibility. Most people work for a living. My family, I can't think of anybody really that could take away during a work day to be down there. We work for the public, so we ought to have evening meetings to accommodate that. And I love the fact that people choose to attend, and hope more people, whenever the mood strikes them, to at least see what's going on, will have a chance to attend some of those meetings. But no, I won't be one of them. I'll be following things as a private citizen through the media and otherwise, but I don't think you'll see me as a regular occupant down there.
Okay. Hey, let's shift gears just a little bit, but looking forward, at some point, do you think you're going to put your right foot back into it?
Yeah, that's the next question I always get. And the honest answer is I don't know. You know, I don't see any reason to rule it out, but unless opportunity presents itself, and really, it'll be the same mindset. When we ran last time, originally as a private citizen, it was really, quite frankly, my wife and I hashing it out for about 3 days, where she was insistent that I ought to consider it. We had just had a baby, and I was thinking the timing wasn't ideal. But if something arises, I'll have the same conversation with my family, friends, and pray and reflect on it. But I'm not eyeballing anything in the near future. So I honestly don't know. I might, at age 45, I'll probably have a chance down the road should it occur, but I very well may not. And I really relish being a private citizen. I think there's so much we can do. In a free, civil, and just society where government's supposed to be limited, the power really needs to rest with the people.
Okay, well, maybe we'll see you lead a private revolution.
maybe.
All right. relative to the city council meeting, this evening, got a few things that are on the agenda. Well, more than a few, but one of those is this memorial for Timothy Cole.
That's right. Yeah, Tom, I'll say, because I know you guys are tight on time, it's a beautiful thing. I came about really whenever I read or heard in the news that, learned of this situation several years back, that here's somebody who could have gotten out of prison, ultimately died in prison due to health-related issues of incarceration, but said, all along, I won't lie and say I did something I didn't, and he was wrongfully accused. No system is infallible, but unfortunately, he lost his life while trying to get that corrected. At that point in time, a beautiful thing happened at the state level, where the governor and attorney general started considering if we could do a posthumous pardon. I thought, absolutely. Government's first job is to not infringe on your rights. And where we make a mistake at any level of government, A, we need to own it, and B, we need to do everything we can to correct it, to make people whole, to address the issue. A posthumous pardon then led to, why don't we do some sort of memorial? He was accused of crime here in Lubbock. He was a resident at the time. He was a Tech student. And it's a beautiful way to honor his life and the legacy that it represents. So tonight's the culmination. We've already designated the site. Now, as an extension of that spirit, the intent, and quite frankly, if the posting had been a little bit broader about a year or so ago when we took this up, we would have taken in the aspect of designated that as a park. We didn't get there quite at that point in time, and I think hopefully we will tonight. I know it's something that's very much in the spirit of the original effort, and something very much embraced by everybody I've talked to.
Hey, Todd, don't want to make this sound like a death sentence or anything, but how much time do you have left?
I've got a few more minutes, Tom. Go right ahead.
No, I mean in term.
Oh, okay. I'm off the council. Once I'm replaced, if there's a runoff, it'll be mid June, first part of June. Otherwise, it'll be mid-May.
Okay. All right. Also, one of the things we're evaluating tonight is capturing some of the responsibility for some of the road work on some of the roads that the state has historically paid for. Where are we at on that?
Well, that's the discussion. I'd rather not see us take that up, but it looks like if we're going to have to do it, we need to make sure that the streets are in as good a shape as possible. And if I can sort of expand on that, that's a big concern, and it's one of the things that occupies me as a private citizen. The new normal that I've talked about for many years now is we're going to see the state and federal government slough off more and more responsibilities for us to have to take care of at the local level.
Yeah,
but you're not going to see the tax burden at the state or federal level reduce. So the challenge will be figuring out ways to innovate and change that paradigm so that we don't continue to squeeze average Americans, particularly whenever the economy really is by all intents in a malaise, if not some sort of trough. So bottom line, yeah, we're going to have to look at dealing with that. And if I can expand it, before I'm off the council, this is one of the things that I think I might be able to get more done in some ways by focusing before I'm off the council, not as a candidate, but simply as a council member, some things that need to be looked at seriously. One of the beautiful things that we achieved with a report recently was the sheriff and the police chief reported back to us that, yeah, we could do some shared services with the jail and have police detention taken directly to the jail, save some efficiencies, and get out of the business of detention, which law enforcement, really that's not our specialty, and it creates unneeded liability. The question I'm wanting to look at and have a very broad public discussion and engagement is, before we have to spend up to around $60 million, more or less, for a new municipal building, how can we carve that down? What else can we do to
right.
innovate? One of the things that I'm proud of is we don't have a visitor center. So I always jokingly say, if I have a legacy
right.
it, mm-hmm. that doesn't exist, that would have cost us about $10 million in terms of the full debt service for something we didn't need.
Hey, Todd, we're just about out of time, but thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll see you on Channel 2 tonight, okay?
You got it. God bless, guys. Have a great day. Thank you all.
Thanks, you
Thank
too.
You.